But I was at a matter like, work for having a small budget. And like that, if you had like a minimum of an income, that you'd be still able to cope with it. Mm. I'd never, like, insurance men over the years, like, I'd never take on any heavy insurance or nothing. I'm sure that insurance was coming up. Maybe the way Mac couldn't buy a bath, couldn't buy the cardboard coffins there, no. I suppose it wouldn't, don't mind anymore. But I never got involved in case I wouldn't be able to meet the payment when the time would come. Yeah. I always had that fear.
Yeah.
I literally, that's kind of a phobia to me.
Mm.
I really.
So you always made sure you had the money, so
I made it, yeah. I'd make sure I'd have it, and I'd put it away, and I'd have it under the vase there, I'd have the rent, no. And then went on one side of it, and then the insurance book got another. Yeah. Then when they started coming around with folders, the insurance books I put into the folder. As a matter of fact, I have a folder there on a Scottish legal book, and I was not getting my pension today by the time the agent called. Yes. So I said, Michael, you'll have to call back, says I, if you're five or five, says I. And the five of them is actually made up of my daughters and my sons. I had two daughters and a son, and my own insurance and all that. So that little lad, the bits and scraps that's attached to it.
Mm.
But he could call while you're there, and I'll come back for this inside the folder there, and when I got my pension, that's the first thing I did was run the fiver.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a great habit.
It is. You know,
it's
it is.
St. Charles.
It will, because that's nice, and I'll come back for the fiver. He was a third me talking about it.
Yeah.